flagship and, you know, do something new.
Another question. Do you think that the homeschooling kids need extra social interaction versus the public school kids?
I would say extra, but I don't think that they are in a environment that naturally would emote those types of interactions.
And what kind of environment is that?
With more kids.
So the family environment's not enough?
I said more kids.
Okay, I'm done.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Chair recognizes Vice Chair Duke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's a well-intentioned amendment, but as far as any other states that do this, I'm not aware of it. In terms of what an intrusion into homeschool, I think the homeschool parents are the ones that want to have authority over their education of their children, and I think that in my experience in homeschoolers, I think they do a good job, not just in the education aspect of it, but also in the socialization and understanding different cultures and that thing. So I think this is a nose under the camel's tent, and so for that reason, I would oppose it.
Chair recognizes Delegate Hornbuckle to close.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Chair will recognize Delegate McGarry.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With all respect to my fellow delegate, I think this kind of overrides the whole purpose of the parents' homeschooling. I think we can't force them to do the mingling and the social thing as we want them to do. I think they have that ability to do it themselves. So I oppose the amendment.
Further discussion? If not, Chair recognizes Delegate McGarry.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, as I'll state, there's no ill intent with this portion of the bill. Simply wanted to add another way to be innovative with the schools. As I remember today, we had the delegate from the 56th on the floor talking about change, and sometimes it's uncomfortable moving forward, and I understand that. And so I'd like to once again reiterate, there was no ill intent with this amendment. It was simply to make sure that we are affording our homeschool kids every single opportunity that we can do.
Okay, the question is, shall Hornbuckle Amendment number 2 be adopted? Roll call has been demanded. Is the demand sustained? Demand is sustained. All those, we'll call the roll. The clerk will call the roll. Well, the question is, shall the Hornbuckle 2 amendment be adopted? All those in favor, we'll say aye. All those opposed will say nay. Clerk will call the roll.
Delegate
Ambler?
Nay.
Nays, the amendment is rejected. Are there further amendments?